When Family Affair was on television, and I was of the age, I was kind of a teenager. I wanted Sissy's wardrobe, but I still wanted a Mrs. Beasley doll. You understand?
Yes, I do. That's great.
I've been watching a lot of Family Affair on YouTube lately. Can you hum the theme song?
Do 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 do.
Who composed that?
Duvall.
Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
Was born in Moundsville, West Virginia.
Really?
In 1911.
Really? I did not know that.
He grew up in Canton, Ohio, but we claim him as our own, being that he was born in Moundsville, and in 2009, he was inducted into the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, what a wonderful thing to know.
Good.
He did a lot of the theme songs for Don Federson Productions. He did My Three Sons, and he certainly is deserving of being put into a Hall of Fame. You can't get that song out of your head. Now, I'll be singing that all day.
That's right.
Thank you.
Your book is called Surviving Sissy, My Family Affair of Life in Hollywood. Give us kind of a hint. What's this about?
It's about my life. And as I started to write it, I was just going to put down my life. But there was an evolution to it. And then this thread theory started to develop, how everything was interconnected. And so then it became a history of Hollywood in many aspects, along with anecdotes that were rather amusing as I was starting to relate them and as I wrote them. And then ultimately, I believe it became a very inspiring book because everybody goes through obstacles or tragedies. And how do you handle those things? And how do you keep a good attitude and enjoy your life, your small amount of time that we have on this lovely planet? So it's an inspiring book.
Mm-hmm. Family Affair meant a great deal to me because at the time, my brother was in Vietnam. Mm. Now, one of the things about Family Affair, My Three Sons, and any of the shows that were on the air on the major networks at that time, you didn't deal with the social issues of the day. Did you deal with the Vietnam War, with the drug culture, with the hippies, with what was going on at Haight-Ashbury? Was it a decision by the writers or the producers not to, or was it something else?
We did do a couple things. Sissy at one point wants to try out the hippie culture, and so she moves out of the house and gets an apartment with Jamie Farr that was and from MASH and some mm-hmm. other really good actors. I was visiting that, so I'll try that out. We had one episode about the Peace Corps, and Sissy may go to the Peace Corps. But I think those were only two or three. We never dealt with Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And there was such a roiling atmosphere at that particular time that I think it was better that there was a place where people could escape mm-hmm. and get a dollop of comfort and some warmth and not deal with all the turbulence that was happening in the 60s and early 70s.
You have another book coming out about child stars. Tell us about that one.
This one is entitled Ex-Child Stars, Where Are They Now? And that should be out in March. And as I was recounting my own story, I looked back and I thought, you know, I think that I've had so much experience. I grew up as a child star, and people around me, poor Anissa, died at the age of 16 of a drug overdose, and I saw the elements that were leading up to the depression of this little girl and how she just did not want to have anything more to do with show business once the show ended. And then Johnny Whitaker, who got on drugs and alcohol himself, and how his family was able to make an intervention and say, look, you get off of drugs or we're divorcing you as a family. And he cleaned up his act. So I thought, you know, we really need to see where the child stars started out and where are they now, and why are where they are now important. And so I take the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s TV child stars and recount their lives.
Mm-hmm. What's next for you, Kathy Garver?
I have three movies coming out, one that I'm producing called Executive Ranks, where I play the president of a global conglomerate. It's kind of like Monty Python meets The Office. So we have that. And then I'm doing another movie called Big Sky, a Western. And another Western, Westerns seem to be coming back, called Heaven with a Gun with Joe Estevez and Paul LaMotte.
Kathy Garver, Surviving Sissy, My Family Affair of Life in Hollywood, published by Roman Littlefield. Thank you very much.
Thank you.